John, you mentioned earlier that banks can forcibly boost financial liquidity, but there's nothing we can do about actual liquidity in
Texas. A liquidity crisis, you mean the drought?
Yes, exactly. Right. You mean
the opposite
real
of liquidity.
Literal liquidity problem there. Texas is in the middle of the worst drought since they began keeping records in 1895. Farm crops obviously hit very hard, and grazing land has dried out. That leads to, obviously, a struggle among the cattle industry there. In total, Texas has suffered more than $5 billion in agricultural losses since this drought began. We want to check in again with our friend Pete Bonds, a cattle rancher in Fort Worth, Texas. We spoke with Pete back in September. So, Pete, welcome back.
Good morning. How's everything going?
I am a little wetter here than it is there, I understand, since we've had a couple days of rain.
Lucky you.
If I could gather it in jars and send it, Pete, I would.
Well, they were talking about those floods coming through the east and 10 inches of rain. Heck, back then it would take 10 inches of rain to settle the dust out of here.
Oh, wow. Well, let me ask you how the weather has been. You've gotten at least a little rain since we last spoke.
This has turned more into a normal drought instead of such a severe drought. Even the droughts that I have lived through, it has rained some. You had had half or three-quarters of your normal rainfall, but you got some rain to grow some grass.
But that's not the case recently.
This was not the case this year. It just flat didn't rain. And these rains that we're getting now, which are really good and have freshened some winter annual grasses up and may make them come, but our good warm season grasses that what we depend on, we've already had frost down here and it's too late for it.
You know, one of the things I've learned having read up a little bit on the effect of drought is that, as you're saying, it's not just a matter of getting some rain and that makes everything better. From what I've seen, it takes years to recover from this kind of dryness. I read that just to get Bermuda grass to start growing again on these pastures, it takes an inch and a half of rain, but it takes 5 to 6 inches before it really starts to come back.
Yes, ma'am, and you can get a 5-inch rain and it still won't come back. It's the second or third rain within a short period of time that does you some good. That first rain has a chance to fall on the ground and then start going down, and it's the second rain that comes in and really tells those roots and that grass plant, hey, wake up. You're going to be able to live if you wake up.
So, all right. Pete, do you plant seed every time it rains, just hoping there'll be a second or third?
We let Mother Nature do that. We stock these ranches accordingly, and there's years of seed down there. It will come out, and we need the hoof action of the cattle to get it back in. But there again, it's a kind of a fine line that you can't have the hoof the cattle's mouths eating the grass, but you need the hoof action putting it in.
All right, so you've actually had to trim down your herd.
We have. We finally, when I was talking to you before, was wondering when I was going to give up the ship. Well, about 3 weeks later, I finally had to, and we had a bunch of these cattle. Luckily, we'd stuck them in on some silage and stuff that we'd bought and gotten lucky and bought fairly cheap. But it gave us what that did is gave us some time to merchandise these cows instead of just flat having to sell them.
What's the difference there?
Well, instead of having to go straight to the packer with all these cows, we were able to find people in other states where it rains as far as away as Ohio. We sent several loads of cattle to Ohio out of Texas. And it was somebody up there that had some good rain and knew these animals were sure going to be higher next year and thought it was a good buy. And it was for him.
So what's the size of your herd now compared with, say, last year?
We've cut it down by about half.
Wow.
Is there a plan B, Pete? I mean, when you have this kind of drought that could take you years before the pastures are all the way back, what do you do?
Well, you have to play it kind of a spring at a time because normally 75% of your grass here is going to be grown in April, May, and June. So we have to see what happens there. We're down enough in numbers that we can get there. Now, if it's dry again, guess what? We're going to have to cut again. We may have to go down to a quarter. Or, the worst-case scenario is we'll have to sell out. And, that's been done before, and we've been able to come back from it. But
you mean sell your entire herd?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what do you do in the meantime while you're waiting for the next rains?
twiddle your thumbs and
you're like the grass seed waiting for the hoof action.
Yeah, go out there, and if you see grass seed, pick it up and make sure it doesn't get eaten by a grasshopper.
Take your watering can to
yes,
the...
ma'am. But no, it's we. You've got to manage grass. A true rancher is actually a grass farmer. His crop is grass, and his combines are cattle. He harvests his grass with cattle.
And I'm told that you guys also have a regional shortage of hay.
Most of it's low quality. Ma'am, there's not going to be a regional shortage of hay. The United States is going to be out of hay by spring. We're pulling enough hay south. We run some yearlings in Colorado, and it's 49 miles between Springfield and Lamar. When I was up there, I passed 21 hay trucks coming south.
So this is a good time to invest in hay? It's going to be going for top dollar pretty soon?
It already has, and it may even get higher. I would think it would.
A high price for hay, I'm told, is $2 to $3 in cost to feed one cow per day.
Yes, ma'am. Right now, yes, ma'am. That'd be about $3 on hay. Yes, ma'am.
Which means it would be $600 or so just to feed that one animal till the spring.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's a lot of money when you multiply that in the hundreds.
Yeah, it is. And it does not work. It does not pay unless we do get rain this spring and we've been able to maintain that cow.
Or that becomes a very expensive steak eventually.
Yeah, it will be. But I tell you what, if you really look at it, you know, I don't know about in New York City, but here in Texas, you know, we can hunt specials and buy ribeyes for $5 a pound. And market's going to go up, say it goes to $10 a pound. Well, a family of four, you know, they need 4 8-ounce steaks. That's $20. $2 for four baked potatoes, or four potatoes, and $2 for a sack of lettuce. It's $24. I don't know about up there, but down here, you know, a couple of big pizzas would cost that.
That's the same here. Pete Bonds, cattle rancher from Fort Worth, Texas. Good luck, Pete.